I'm standing here in front of the National Center for Genetic Resources Preservation, which is just a fancy way of saying seed vault. It's a pretty nondescript building. It's beige with a red roof, 3 stories tall, but it's the nation's largest collection of seeds, genetic material for livestock and microbes. So let's go inside and see what's going on. Inside the facility, good luck getting past the lobby without a key card and passcode. Locked doors are around every corner. Luckily, I have a tour guide.
My name's Dave Dierig. I'm the research leader here at NCGRP. That's the National Center for Genetic Resources Preservation in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Dierig is in charge of the seed vault and one of the 6 people inside who has access to the main vaults where seeds and animal embryos are kept.
So, yeah, these are the doors to the vault.
We're about to head into the facility's black box storage room. Think of it like a series of safety deposit boxes in a bank. Other seed vaults throughout the world send their backup collections here. So do some private companies like DuPont and Monsanto. The room is kept at the same temperature as your home freezer. Fur-lined parkas hang on a rack just outside large gray metal doors.
Is it chilly inside?
Yeah, it is. You may want to put on a jacket, but it actually feels kind of good now that it's summertime.
To the right of the doors, a TV screen shows a live stream of the seed vault. It serves as another reminder of the building's security. In this place, you're always on camera.
Deep breath. We won't stay in here too long, but...
Inside, ceiling-high shelves hold seemingly endless rows of white pouches. In this room, there are 600,000 seed packets, which puts the total number of seeds in the billions. Some are here purely for storage, but researchers can also request seeds for studies.
And then they're all barcoded, so we know exactly where everything is.
That's another security measure. Looking at a seed pouch, there's nothing that tells you what kind of seeds you're holding, just a barcode. You need access to a secure database to find out what's inside. Downstairs, behind another series of heavy metal doors and under the watchful eye of security cameras, are long rows of stainless steel capsules. They're filled with liquid nitrogen to store seeds, livestock semen, and fish eggs.
We have anything from fish to cattle to sheep. We even do some cattle blood. But pretty much that's what we do so that we can put it in our big database and it's accessible and we know where it is.
Lab technician Angela Sosa is transferring Chinook salmon eggs from one container to another, placing them back into the liquid nitrogen. She's another of the handful of people with access to this room. The facility has been compared to Fort Knox in its level of security. But earlier this summer, that formidable reputation was thrown into question. For 7 years, this same vault kept about 1,500 pounds of Monsanto's genetically modified wheat seeds, including the same strain found growing in small patches in Oregon.
It would really be a rare case where we would keep another company's seed. There'd have to be some kind of extenuating circumstances for them to say, we need you to keep this seed.
It's a rare occasion, but as in the Monsanto case, it does happen. Research leader Dave Dierig says he can't comment on the specifics of the Oregon case, as Department of Agriculture investigators are still trying to pin down the seed source. A department spokesman says all of Monsanto's wheat seeds held at the vault were incinerated 2 years ago at the request of the company. With the investigation turning in other directions, this beige building in Colorado can return to business as usual, securely storing the world's seeds. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.